Now, I'm joined in the studio by a fantastic musician and also somebody who supports loads and loads of local music as well. If you're in a band, you would have seen him probably stalking around at the gigs at the basement, but he is absolutely everywhere and he's very supportive for unsigned bands and has been. I've known him for, I think, about 7 or 8 years.
It's 8 years since we were here in the other building promoting My Fair Lady at the time with Olivia.
I know. That's a long time. It is a very long time. You're also an actor as well. Very good guitarist, singer-songwriter. Besides, as I said, being really supportive for other artists.
Well, it's great, isn't it? I mean, there's so much energy. And you know, Chelmsford and Brentwood and Colchester, they're all buzzing with really great young and old musicians. And it's a great time. There's some great venues around the place. The Basement, you know, it's a great place to get your feet sticky on the carpet. Yeah. It's great. Why not?
Have they got carpet in there?
It's something.
The acoustics are great, and I'll tell you what, something else about the Basement. The guys that do the sound.
Oh, fantastic.
They are really, really good. I've never heard a bad sound in there at all.
No, it's good.
Except maybe in the toilets, but let's not talk about that. Anyway, moving swiftly on. We'll cut that bit out of the live interview. Sorry, your friend, who's doing
this? Oh, this is Steve. This is Steve James.
Hello,
and
Steve.
He's my mate, and I've been getting him into more trouble than you can imagine over the last few months.
Oh, dear.
He and I are going to stage crew the next show that we're doing Joseph in October.
Oh, right.
But Steve actually runs our barn where we keep all of our thousands of costumes and thousands of props and bits and pieces for the theatre group, Springers. Yeah. And he kind of makes sure that when things go out, we know they've gone out, and when they come back in, he counts them out and he counts them in. So we don't lose anything. Really important job. And it's one of those jobs. It's not on the stage, it's not backstage, like wardrobe and makeup and wigs and all that. It kind of just happens. He's one of the guys that makes it happen.
Well, I'm going to give you a round of applause,
Good morning, and I've learned never volunteer for anything.
No.
This first song is called No Such Place. There's a book by Richard Bach, which a lot of people will know. They'll know Jonathan Livingston Seagull. They'll know that book. But there's another book that he did called No Such Place Is Far Away. And the premise of the book is that a little bird is going to see his friend Ray, who is miles away. And he meets another bird, and the bird says, well, I don't really understand what you mean, you're going. So I'm going to celebrate his birthday. Not really sure what you mean. And then the next bird he meets, he says, but why are you travelling? And the overall thing is that, you know what, we're not here for very long. Before you, individually, there was no time. And after you, there's also no time.
Yeah.
So do the things that you want to do now, but don't travel to a friend because they're already your friend and they're in your heart. So you don't actually have to go there because you're always with them. And that's the premise of the song. And I thought it was nice because I've got a lot of friends all over the world and I don't miss them because we carry them. Anyway, so that's it. And it's called No Such Place.
Lovely.
I hear a humming as I start to ascend. A celebration I'll share with my friend. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. And miles flying day after day, but that's no distance to see little Ray. Why do I go? Why do I go? A close affection as two minds unite, the love of friendship that feels so right. Is that so small? It's not so small. Then the wise old eagle said to me, don't you know it's bound to be? Well, look, the passing through the north before me and you. Oh, one more year away from being a child, Is that growing? The hawk gave a smile. How can we grow? How can we grow? Then the wise old eagle said to me, don't you know it's bound to be? We have our moments, we're just passing through. No time before or after me and you. Oh, now I understand and know what is true. You're always with me, I'm always with you. I'm on my way, and I know it's love. I know it's love. Love, 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 love. I know it's love. Love, 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 love. I know it's love. Love, 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 love.
Just been filming Amber. Isn't it off-putting when you've got somebody about 2 inches away from you?
Oh, no.
Get away from my face, he's saying, get away from my face. But the guitar you've got, mm-hmm. It's beautiful sound. So
thank you.
Well, did you steal it from somebody famous?
It's a lovely Gibson Les Paul. See, I've got the microphone now. How about that? It's a lovely Gibson Les Paul. Whoa, hey,
you've
go.
Got a harmony going.
You've got a harmony. It's a lovely Gibson Les Paul, but it's actually a Jimmy Page signature copy, and I'm very lucky to own it. It is way better than I am. Mm. And there's only about 250 of them made. And one of the features of it is that you can get such a range of colour from it because I think something like 19 different settings on the pickups. I think I probably used 3. But yeah. Jimmy, I'm sure, used all of them. But it's a beautiful guitar and it plays just beautifully. And I mean, people have said to me, oh, you're not taking it out, gigging out, are you? Yes, it's a guitar.
Yeah.
That's what they're for. You know.
And how long have you been playing? Is it something you did from being a child? Or?
Yeah, I started when I was maybe 13 or something like that. Mm. And what can I say? It was a way to talk to girls. Didn't work. But anyway, you know. Oddly enough, a couple of weeks ago down in Chelmsford at the UB, they had a guy down there called Dave Sharp. Dave Sharp used to play in The Alarm. You remember 68 Guns Along? I went along to see him, and Nick Garner down there, who promotes a lot of stuff, said, I'll introduce you to him. I said, yes, I wish you would. And in the interval, he said, oh, Dave, this is my mate Anver. And he went, oh, hello, Anver? Anver? We were at school together. I haven't seen him for 45 years.
Oh, wow.
It was great. We had a great night.
Did you know?
I knew who he was, but I sat in front of him for the whole set, and he, of course, 45 years, and he's had a rock and roll life, man. So he didn't. But it was great. We got back in contact, and we shared a few stories of some salty old boys, you know.
Well, there we go. Your name, actually, I've never asked you, Anvil. That is quite an unusual name. There is only one Amber Anderson, as far as I'm aware. Where does it come from?
My grandfather, as you can tell from my beautiful darkened skin, was from Egypt.
Oh.
So it came down the line that way. I guess the equivalent in Egypt and across the Middle East would be Anwar, like Anwar Sadat. But sometimes there are a few of us, but not many.
Yeah.
Certainly not in Chelmsford.
Well, I was going to say, I thought you were Dutch.
Oh.
Sorry, he's choking.
A lot of people think that it's Danish.
Yeah. Yes.
But no.
Egyptian.
But that's because of the pale. Well, my grandmother was very pale, Scots Irish girl. Not to be fought with on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, really, we made terrible Arabs. My sister's a redhead and we peel in the sun. You know?
How many foot pedals have you got in front of you at the moment?
Not many, actually. I've not got many. I've got an effects box, which is the boss for the gas one. And then I've got this most fantastic beat buddy, and that gives me some rhythms. But it just doesn't give you a ting ting ting. You can actually kick a rhythm in the middle, and it gives you a start and a finish and all that kind of stuff, which is great.
Two.
Then I've got a looping pedal, which I'll use presently. And I've got a vocal harmoniser, which is the one that gives me some of that.
I just like that all the time, just connected to my, just connected to me. So.
Okay, well, you can set it for different levels. That's got something going on there. But if you want to bring in lower levels of it... Hi, this is Phoenix FM from Brentwood.
Oh.
How about that? So you can do, you know, I was going to say a product name there, but... probably the best lager in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say it.
Yeah.
So you can change it at different levels. And,
that was very good. That was a bedroom voice there. It was lovely. Wasn't
what I like... Well, that's again. What I like to do, actually, is just to rein it back a little bit. Sometimes artists turn them right up and you think, oh, Kenny Everett.
Yeah.
You know, so can if it kicks in, sound a little bit Kenny Everett.
Now, the next song you're going to do for us...
Yes.
Another original.
Is another original.
Oh, and your helper. Oh, that's lovely. He came over, your helper, and took your words off.
He's a good lad, that Steve James.
Oh, Steve.
I don't care what the others say.
I've got to go back this afternoon.
You do. But Andy Poole, who does a great job on the Panics, yeah. and the team, I think it's a really, really good institution. It's been going 10 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, all right. They're still not going to give you an award.
No, I'm not going to get one.
I think it's such a great... I really would like to win that eventually. So here you go. Tell us about the song you're going to do now.
Well, the song I'm going to do now was written... where are we now? Almost 40 years ago.
Oh.
And it's been languishing. It was a piano piece originally. It's been languishing for some time, and about half a year ago, I came up with a little lick, which I really liked, and I'm just going to set the thing down here to the right one, and I also came across a really nice bass sound on the guitar, so I just started humming along, as you do, because you songwrite as well, and you write and sing some beautiful things. Which I often get a little bit of an early hit listen to, which is great. And they're great. So out there, go and see Michelle when she's playing and singing, right? Do it. But I started humbling along and I thought, oh, actually, this old lyric of mine kind of fits in. And it was an early girlfriend song. You know, those that you write when you're... head over heels and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I married her. That's 37 years ago.
So romantic.
Heads up to Deborah for that one.
Hi, Deborah.
Anyway, so this is Don't Pretend.
Thank you.
gently raining to the floor. And in the darkness of that old familiar hall, with every kiss they cry for more.
That was brilliant. And that's written for your missus.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
And you've got two girls as well, haven't you?
We have, yes. Yeah. Bethan and Tamara.
Yes.
Tamara has just installed herself at Download. Lord help us. But she was in the show last week, actually. She did...
Little Voice.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. Over in the Headgate. Really went well.
Excellent.
Great team, that. Great
yeah.
team.
Now, your wife's involved in Springers as well. Tell us about Springers for people who don't know, because when people say about amateur dramatics, what you expect to see is probably somebody with a cardboard cutout at the back and everything goes terribly wrong. A bit like that play thing you see on TV where the play that goes wrong.
Yes.
But all of the productions I've ever seen, and I have seen Springers, and I've obviously seen...
Chaos?
Thurrock Court Players.
Thurrock as well,
and a good few of them. The productions are like going into the West End, but they normally cost £15 and you can park and you can go and have a good night.
Exactly.
And it's actually much, much better than going into
London. You can
park
for £1 in the evening next to the theatre. It's great.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely, lovely theatre too. It holds about 550 people, I think, something like that.
Went with my dad's Fiddler on the Roof, I think I saw. I don't know if it was one of your productions, but it was at the Civic, and it was with my dad.
That was Chaos, I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a great show?
It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Fabulous.
And Trinity, another local group, also do shows, and they just did Oklahoma a couple of weeks ago. So the place is absolutely alive with music.
Yes. You know, so tell us about Springers. How long have you been here?
Well, Springers has been going now for 35 years. It started out in Springfield in Chelmsford, which is why it's called Springers. And there's about 80 members, I suppose. And some of the founder members, bless them, are still with us from all those years ago, and they're still as active as they ever were, which is great. We have a junior group as well, which I think is brilliantly called Offspringers, which is great. and they're going to help us for the next show we're doing, which is, as I said, Joseph in October. But next week, a week from today, and today's quite significant, actually, because today is exactly 50 years since the ladies at the Dagenham Ford plant hauled everybody out because they were being treated really badly.
Yeah.
They were being de-skilled, and they said, that's not right. And then they said, okay, well, we might make you skilled, but we're not paying you as much. And it became in a big fight.
Yeah.
Barbara Castle got involved. Harold Wilson got involved. And then the laws were changed. whatever happened to that? We're still struggling with that, actually. But at least it was a start of recognising that equal work and equal pay should go hand in hand, no matter what sex you are.
Yeah.
So today is the day, and we go live next Wednesday at the Civic for 5 performances, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We've got a matinee and then an evening as well. And I shall play Harold Wilson. And I have to say, growing up in the heartland in Manchester, he was a bit of a hero in our family. And I have to say, looking back at his history, I actually admire his intellectual prowess and his encouragement of Barbara Castle to get involved and get all of this thing sorted out. However, he is the comedy part of the show.
Right.
Or at least one of them, anyway. There's a couple. But it's a great story. It's an important story. And the girl that plays Barbara Castle is fiery like her hair. And she gives old Harold a bit of a beating up, really. But she's great. Helen Quigley is fantastic in the role. And she has the most wonderful, long and complicated song. How she has learned it, I have no idea. But she was right on it from the first rehearsal. And she's been fantastic to play alongside. So we're having a great time. Deborah is playing a character called Beryl. And she's based on somebody. We had an argument within the production teams and the cast and saying, I don't think women would swear like that back in the 60s. I know. Anyway, we read some historical stuff and we found an article from The Guardian. And the ladies had a friend of theirs, a colleague, who they affectionately referred to as Effin' Eileen.
Yeah.
And we think that's where Beryl is. And if you've seen Deborah play other parts in the past, this is not like those parts.
Yeah.
And her mother's coming to see it, and I think she'll be sent to a bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's good. But the two leads we've got, Amy and Ian, who are playing Rita O'Grady and Eddie O'Grady, their interaction and the way that they deal with the family dynamics, and she's doing so much up for all women, and he just wants his tea on the table and looking after the kids and so on. And it's heartbreaking, really, because you can see a family in meltdown. And then you have to hope that they might patch things up. Well, come along and see if they do. But it's a great story. It's the music is fantastic. The pathos is great. The comedy is fantastic. We've got a really, really big piece, a good cast, good crew, all of that. Great band manager.
Yes.
And you say
Sarah,
the amateur. Oh, and Sarah
Mortimer
is magnificent.
Yeah.
She plays Claire, and Claire can't really string two words together. So she sings a song called "What's Her Name," where she can't quite remember things, and she's wonderful. She's absolutely wonderful. And again, another one of our actors who knew all of her words and all of her songs from day one.
Yeah.
And the moment she sang it, the place fell apart.
Yeah.
Sarah is wonderful. Just great. So it's really, really good. But you were saying before about amateur theatre. We rehearse pretty much for 6 months, twice a week. So there's rehearsal space. We hire the theatre. We hire. We get the techies. We get all that kind of thing. And a typical budget is somewhere between 25 and 32 grand for an amateur show.
Yeah.
So it's done on a professional basis.
Yeah.
You know, we've got great sound men. We've got great lights. So come and see it. It's next week.
At the Civic Theatre in Chelmsford.
Civic Theatre.
And as I said, how much are the tickets going to be?
They are £17.
Yep.
I think £17.
Which is nothing for a night out.
No.
And they've got a bar there as well.
They do have a
and
bar
they have
there.
Ice creams.
They've got some nice beer on tap now, I hear.
Oh,
I won't
nice.
Mention it because we'll be product placing and they've not paid us any money.
Yes. Are you going to do another song before you
I will
nip
do
off?
It. I'd be delighted.
And tell us about this one.
Right. This one, I went away. Just going to get a little mouthful of water here. I went away for a couple of years to work in Asia, and I was in Singapore, which is a wonderful, wonderful place. And I would go round the music bars, as is my wont, and a friend of mine came over from the UK, and bless him, he passed away about 6 months ago, so big up to Pete Honeywell. And we went from place to place. He's a jazzer. He's like you, actually. He goes along to a place, he'll get up on a mic, sing a bit, he'll clap, and we go to another place and we sing. We're heading home. It's a bit like your night last night, actually. We were heading home at 5:30 in the morning. And he said, come on, there must be just one more. There must be one more. And I said, well, Peter, we've just closed the Insomnia Bar, which has to tell you something. I said, I'm going home. So I went home to the hotel. I had an hour's sleep. I woke up and I had an urge to buy a guitar. That happens. Deborah will tell you. I went off to the shops early morning, bought a guitar, brought it back, and I had a tune going around in my head. And I started to write the lyrics, rather like you again last night. You've got to do it. Got to get it down.
Yeah.
And I started to write the lyrics on a newspaper. And the only bit of free space was an advert, and all it had was words in the middle. So I started using it as writing paper and went through the song, and I was picking things out that were around me. And I came up against the tagline of the advertisement, and it had the right meter and the right number of syllables. So I left it in the song and carried on writing it out. So it was kind of picked around from me sitting on the corner of Orchard Road at the Marriott Hotel and watching life go around me in this beautiful 34 degrees heat with a glass of cantaloupe melon juice. Mm. Oh, I don't miss it.
We're there with you now, aren't we? We are there. Yeah. Here we go. This is Anthony.
So I was going to be just talk for a moment because I was going to set something up on the floor.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm just going to.
He's pressing this, but he's got like. Is this loopy? Are you doing loopy again? Looping?
No, not loopy this time.
Are you loopy? Sorry, it's actually called looping. Not are you loopy? I think we've all established that fact. No, there's only one person loopy in this studio, and it's definitely not Anthony.
That's not it.
Will you stop playing those
sometimes
drums?
Sometimes these things on the floor just have a life of their own.
I need to get
Brazilian samba funky.
Oh, right, okay. He's giving himself his own drum roll at the moment. It's all very technical in the studio. Yeah. So if you want to find out more, Amber Anderson, there is only one, as he said earlier. You will find him on Facebook as well. And also, don't forget, Springers are going to be at the Civic Theatre. Made in Dagenham is going to be absolutely fabulous. Thank you very much. 13th to 16th of June. And it's all the W's, chelmsford.gov.uk/theatres. And you can find all the details there. And it will be brilliant. As I said, the tickets are £17 and you get concessions for the Saturday matinee and Wednesday concessions as well. You can't get into London, get a train ticket for that to go and see a theatre show. And it will be, as you said, budget's been spent.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Amber's obviously had, you know, £20,000 of it for his week. Because I've seen that. It's a lovely week.
You want to see Steve's limo? Beautiful.
Here we go.
Bit of funk.
To me, it was so good. Oh, you gave me some of your philosophy. I knew you would. Oh, it's warm and humid. The sun is high. Found my peace in time, but I've got to fly. I'm in your city. And the blossom's fine. It smells so good. Whoa. I only pick the fruit that tastes divine, just like it should. Whoa. It's kinda hazy, so hot and moist. It drives me crazy when I hear your voice. A world with strangers, wouldn't that be good? I'm one without dangers. Come away with me again into the woods. Mm-hmm. fragrant and good. Oh, dressed like four seasons of the calendar. Well, if you could. Oh, the heat is searing right to my core. You keep appearing, coming back for more. I sense your heartbeat, it feels so good. Let's keep the rhythm now, break away with me again into the woods. There you go, into the woods.
Thank you very much, Anver. That's lovely. That's fantastic live music in the studio with Anver Anderson. Can anyone buy anything? Is anything online yet, or not put anything online? Or
no,
you're not online yet. No, but you might be soon.
Soon, maybe.
Thank you very much.